From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. House Democrats have gotten another boost in their effort to pass a health care overhaul bill from the leader of the Senate. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The House has to pass two bills to get the health package done. First, the bill that passed the Senate in December, then a bill making changes to that Senate bill. The first bill will go straight to the president, but the second one, the one making the changes, must go back to the Senate. And the big question for wary House Democrats has been, will the Senate vote on it, or will it become another item of unfinished Senate business? Not to worry, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid promised a meeting of House Democrats.
We need a simple majority to make the good law even better. So I'm happy to announce I have the commitment of a significant majority of the United States Senate to make that good law even better.
Reid also released a letter to the House signed by a majority of senators promising to vote on the bill, quote, without delay. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
As lawmakers wrangled with the health care legislation, hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the Capitol building. Supporters of health care reform were there, and so were opponents. A part of that rally turned ugly yesterday when some demonstrators menaced black lawmakers who were passing by. Some demonstrators yelled racial epithets at them. Capitol Police were summoned when Congressman Emanuel Cleaver was spit upon. A major winter storm moving through Oklahoma has caused the death of a 7-year-old, while much of the state remains under a winter weather warning through today. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reports the child was ejected from a car after it lost control in an area which has seen as much as 3 inches of snow on Saturday. Thousands of out-of-state visitors are in Oklahoma City for the NCAA tournament. But Department of Transportation spokesperson Suki Allison says people should stay off the roads if possible.
You know, it's even tough for our crews trying to clear some of these highways. We had experiences during the last couple of storms where we had whiteout conditions, and the people who are out working trying to clear the roads had to stop for a while because they couldn't even see what they were doing.
The National Weather Service is expecting some areas of the state to get as much as 9 inches of snow through Sunday. The governor issued a state of emergency on Friday in preparation of the storm. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The Red River is expected to reach its crest today at Fargo, North Dakota. It may reach 19 feet above flood stage and stay there for a few days. The National Weather Service says melting from heavy snow is to blame. People have laid more than 1 million sandbags around Fargo and just across the river in neighboring Moorhead, Minnesota. Workers have also thrown up clay dikes to keep the water back. Authorities say they are well prepared this year to face the flooding. You're listening to NPR News. Funeral services were held Saturday for the American couple murdered in the Mexican border city of Juarez last week. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
On a chilly spring afternoon, outside a family cemetery in New Mexico, hundreds of friends, relatives, and co-workers said their final farewell to Leslie Enriquez and her husband, Arthur Redelves. The couple was gunned down while driving home to El Paso from a party in Juarez. Enriquez worked for the American consulate in Juarez. A friend described them as a loving couple who liked going to the movies and playing video games together. They were expecting their second child when they were murdered. Both U.S. and Mexican authorities are investigating the deaths. However, no motive has been determined and no arrests have been made. Authorities in El Paso are questioning local gang members for information on the killings. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
French voters are casting ballots today in regional elections. President Nicolas Sarkozy's party, the UMP, is trying to get supporters to the polls. Some French voters aren't happy with his conservative party and could punish it by staying home from this second round of elections. Conservative voters are annoyed with President Sarkozy's plans to impose a carbon tax. A volcano is erupting in Iceland. Several hundred people are out of their homes about 100 miles southeast of the capital, Reykjavik. Authorities moved them because they first thought the volcano was blowing underneath one of the biggest glaciers in Iceland. They feared melting ice and flooding. But scientists who flew over the volcano are reporting it's not underneath the ice, it's next to it. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.